Hello, Letterman Row readers, watchers. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is another episode of Bermanology. And today's guest is 2021 Ohio State commitment, Donovan Jackson. Donovan, thank you for taking some time this evening to catch up. It's been, a month and a half now since you announced your recruit? Oh, almost 2 months. 2 months since you committed to Ohio State.
Yeah.
How's life changed?
Life's been a lot more quieter, which was, I would say, kind of the goal. But playing low, just going under the radar, doing what I do best, you know, getting stronger, faster, more flexible, and just gearing up so when I come to Columbus, I can contribute.
You know, it's funny, like, you're a pretty low-key guy. In the conversations we've had, you can tell that about you. But then I've seen your film. Right. And you appear to be less low key when playing the game or competing. How do you flip that switch from being the guy you are now, unassuming, calm, peaceful, to the guy who doesn't look peaceful on the football field?
Well, on the field, you know, I've been taught by many people, like, you're not going to get far in football if you're not nasty. So just every play, my goal is to move my guy at least 10 yards down the field, if not on the ground. And so if my guy isn't on the ground, but I made a block, I see it as a loss for me in the offense. If I can get my guy down and go get another guy, opens up more opportunities for the quarterback and running back. So I just try to do the best I can on the field. If that means throw my body at 4 to 5 people, I'll do it. And off the field, I just carry myself the way my parents taught me to, just try to be respectful, humble, stuff like that.
One of the things that I think really drew your attention from the Ohio State staff was that demeanor. Like, is that something that you see as rare amongst your peers anymore? Like, the ability to kind of be two different people?
Well, I wouldn't say it as rare, because I feel like anybody can do it, but I just feel like the drive to do it is rare. I'll say that, because I love winning. I would say that. So if I'll do whatever I can to win. So if I have the option to put my guy down and go get another guy, so if a running back doesn't have to make a move on a second level, so it's just him and the safety, that's going to be my main goal. And if I can get the safety, that's even better, because then a running back's running for days. But it's just the nastiness instilled in me from a young age just drives me to do that.
As a sophomore, you were one of two offensive linemen that were under class of 2021 kids selected to the opening finals. You went back there as a junior. You're looking at a potentially, 3 years of doing that. Is that ability that you have, and the way that you play the game, did you ever expect to see all this success? I mean, how did this all come about for you?
I mean, I'll be honest, I would be lying if I told you I expected all this. You know, coming out of my eighth grade year, that was when my dad finally sat me down and said, like, hey, like, you can go to college for this. And I was kind of like, nah, I mean, like, I was looking at guys on TV, like, no, those are way too big. Like, they're so much bigger. Then fast forward a couple months coming to my ninth grade year, that's when I got my offer from Ohio State. That's when it kind of set in, like, okay, like, I can do this. Like, they see it in me, so it's about time I see it in me. And so going through those camps, I just had to have that mindset, like, I can beat everyone here. It wasn't much of a cocky mindset. I still respected my opponent. It was just like, I can beat you on every rep that we go against each other. And so it was just, I believe, that mindset that attracted, like, Coach Studd and all them. But it's just going to the opening, that was I felt blessed and grateful for that experience, because they only invite a lot of underclassmen. And so I just had to make the best of my opportunity going against bigger guys, the class of 2020, going against some of the class of 2021 guys. But winning most of my reps and obviously winning MVP in the end was an experience I'll never forget.
Do you remember that first time that Coach Studd and Ohio State saw you at camp? I mean, what was their reaction and what was the initial conversation? Did they have any idea that you had family ties all over Ohio? I mean, how did that – was that like a light bulb over their head or what?
Well, they had no idea about who I was until I told them. I was like, hey, I told them I was from Texas. And they're like, oh, you're from Texas and you're coming here, which showed like immediate interest that if you're coming all the way down south to Ohio, that means you have interest. So they didn't offer me at my, when I went my eighth grade year to the camp, they offered me probably about three to two months later. And then that's when I told them, I was like, yeah, you know, majority of my family's from Cincinnati. My dad's from Cleveland. They're like, oh, really? So that's when they started, I would say, recruiting me a lot more. Because before they offered me just a, they said like, oh, you have interest. When they told me, yeah, most of my family's from Ohio. That's why I went. They're like, oh, so then that's when Coach Dud, at that point, Coach Myers started talking to me.
Yeah, that's a little inside baseball for the people watching and listening. There's a little thing called return on investment when it comes to recruiting. And if you're a player from somewhere far away, it takes a lot more effort for Ohio State to recruit them. But when you have ties to the state and to the Midwest, it makes them feel a little bit like more comfortable in going out and putting in the effort. What did it mean for your family? I mean, we've talked about this a little bit in on Letterman Row and stuff, but when you guys really decided or started to narrow it down and saw that, hey, Ohio State was not only an option, but a likely possibility, like a likely outcome, was it harder than you thought it would be? Like, did you want to find reasons for it not to be Ohio State? I mean, how did you guys deal with that?
Well, funny enough, when I released my, I would say, top 12, I was really only talking to about five of those schools, and Ohio State was one of them. And so when I visited those five schools over my recruiting period, I would always compare it to Ohio State, like, oh, well, Ohio State has a better this or Ohio State has a better that. And I kept finding myself comparing it to Ohio State. And so finally, like some of my friends, even my dad told me, he's like, if you're comparing so many things against Ohio State, like, I think that's where you want to go. And so when I was like, okay, we'll see. But when I visited for the Penn State game, I had no intention of committing. Like, I'll just be like, okay, I'm going to come up for a game, then I'm going to just go back to Texas and keep on, like, being recruited and go through all that process. But after the game and after after seeing what the brotherhood of the team, the glue they have, after sitting down with Coach Stud for some of the day, and then coming back to see Coach Day, after that, I told my parents, I was like, hey, is it cool if I, like, commit to Ohio State? And when I initially told them, you know, my mom was, like, overjoyed. Right. She was raised in Cincinnati. My dad told me, he was like, you gotta be sure about this. Like, there's no going back on your word. I was like, Dad, like, I'm very sure about this. Like, I want to be a Buckeye. And so when I went back into Coach Day's office, he asked me, I was like, hey, so what are your winter plans like? Like, where are you visiting? I was like, well, actually, Coach, my only plan is to commit to Ohio State. And then he was overjoyed. Coach Dud came running in the room with coffee in hand. It was a fun time.
That day, how bothered were the recruiting staffers who had to take the photos in the horseshoe when it was pouring down rain after that Penn State game? Because those were unique photos.
Yeah, they were nice. I really liked it. The guy who took the photos wasn't bothered at all. He was just like, "Hey man, you ready to go?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm trying to get out." Like, it was like, what, like 40 degrees and pouring rain, but.
It's so funny because I'm on the field the entire game shooting photos, and all I want to do is get the hell off of it.
Oh, when I put that scarlet and gray on, I didn't want to take it off. Like, I was ready to go, like, right there. I was like, I don't want to leave this field. So I took as many photos as possible.
That night, after you were done doing your photos, J.C. Latham was out there taking his with his brother. Mm-hmm. How important was the impact of you and Ben Chrisman and J.C. Latham and Jagger Burton, Tristan Lee, all you guys being there that weekend together? How has that group maintained a closeness since then? And do you think that kind of experience, being at a game like that as a group, helps lead to like an idea that, hey, maybe we can all do this together down the road?
Well, we're all still in constant contact with each other. The idea is there, but we're not. I wouldn't say like Ben and I, because I have a great relationship with Ben. But I wouldn't say Ben and I are kind of pushing the idea of, hey, let's all team up here. It's mainly like, hey, when are you visiting? Like, if you're visiting, let me see if I can come up that day so we can just spend the day together. I talked to Tristan a lot at the All-American game down in San Antonio. I talked to Jagger a little bit at the Penn State game. And I briefly talked to JC at the Penn State game. But it's just, I believe we're visiting on similar days or close to similar days. But it's, the idea is definitely there. We sometimes talk about it.
I mean, after you committed, you told me that your idea really is to not be the pressure sales guy. Ben may be a little different, right? Like Ben's a little more over the top with, hey, you know what to do.
I'll say Ben's a lot more hands.
Yeah. How do you guys balance that? I mean, is it like good cop, bad cop or what?
I mean, I'll say Ben's a lot more like, hey, like look what Coach Dud's produced, look what he's done. And he'll go for it more in an athletic standpoint. And then I'll like come in with the academic part of like, hey, look at what Ohio State will do for you down the line in the future. And I think with those two methods, I think we're doing a pretty good job. And especially with the Texas guys down here or that are interested in Ohio State, I'm definitely like, hey, like we need this spot or we need this position. You're that position. Look what we can do for you. So.
What is your plan? I mean, from here, obviously you're committed. There's not visits being made anywhere else. You're not, flirting with other schools. When are you getting back to Columbus? What is your plan for enrollment? And really, what do you want to change about your game from now till your senior season?
Well, my plan is I'm definitely going to be there for the spring game, April 11th. I'm going to try to be there for a camp so I can work with Coach Dud some more. Then my official, which I believe is going to be June 12th through the 14th. And my plan to change between now and – oh, unfortunately, I can't really enroll. That's just one of my school's policies.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the private schools have that happening.
Yeah, but my plan from here until I arrive in Columbus is just – stay flexible, make sure I can bend stronger, faster. And so just be in the position where I can come in. They don't have to change too much because I'm already at a point where I can contribute.
Now, speaking of being flexible, when your recruiting like star really started to rise, you were looked at as a tackle. Your position has changed in the national rankings, and now you're the number one ranked guard in the country. You play primarily tackle in high school still, correct?
Right.
Is that something where you feel like you want to move inside now, or is Ohio State saying you're definitely going inside? How does that play out for you in the future positionally?
Well, in the future positionally, my high school needs me at tackle, so I'm going to stay there. But for Ohio State, it's just wherever Coach Dud tells me to play. I mean, I trust Coach Dud with everything I have. So if he tells me to play, like get behind center and be a punter, I'll be a punter. So, but it's tackle and guard. It's definitely two different, I would say, philosophies, I would say. But I've been trained in both. So I'm really confident in both tackle and guard. So wherever he tells me to play, I'll just go. I'll put my hand in the dirt or get in a kick step to block the wide nine, but I'll do whatever it takes.
When you started to really come to that decision, you were looking at schools like Alabama and Texas A&M, Texas, all the big schools in your area around the country. Ultimately, what made the difference for Ohio State? I mean, what was it? Like you said, you kept comparing everyone to Ohio State. What was the real difference maker? Is it the people? Is it the campus? What was it that really kind of sold you on that as your future?
Well, ultimately, my recruiting trail, I would say, it really only came down to three schools. And so between those three schools, I kept circling things like, well, Ohio State has a better atmosphere. Ohio State has, I think, better opportunities for my. And then I based it off three things. It was the alumni base, like what the alumni network, I would say.
Sure.
And what I can take away besides football, because obviously it is for everybody, but I want to make sure mine goes for as long as possible. And then just the academic standpoint, because most of my family are in education. My mom's a teacher. My aunt's a professor at UGA. And so I have a lot of professors in my family, so education is very important to me.
Is that what you want to major in?
I want to major in sports management.
OK. Okay. How much conversation have you had with Paris, with Luke Whipler, with Trey LaRue, like those three early enrollees? Is there any conversation with those guys as you start to prepare yourself mentally for life beyond high school, or is it too early for that?
I'll say it's too early for that. I haven't talked to those guys too much. I'm just kind of worried about being a 17-year-old for now. But once I hang up my high school pads for the last time, that's when I'll start worrying about, okay, like, I got to start getting ready for Ohio State. You know, see what weight they want me to
go. Sure. One of the perks about committing early is that you can be a 17-year-old again, right? What are you doing? What are you doing with your free time now that you're not stuck with all the recruiting crap? How do you unwind?
Well, with the school I go to, my free time consists of homework. But other than that, you know, it's just I really enjoy, you know, I take joy in training, working out, because I know it'll help me in the long run. I don't play too many video games and just sleep. That's basically it.
So you're not coming home on a Friday night and playing Call of Duty until 3 a.m. and
oh no, that's not me at all. No.
Well, I mean, that's probably a good thing. It keeps your mind a little sharp. So, Donovan, do you do any impressions?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty good at it.
Who, give me your best impression. And if it's Greg Studuara, I want to hear it.
Okay. I can't do Costa. My voice can't do that.
I'm putting you on the spot. Best impression. What is it? Let's hear it. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm just going to see like if I believe it.
All right. I'm going to try to do Costa.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How we doing, D-Jack?
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Every time he picks up the phone, that's what he says.
That's actually pretty good. All right, look, man, I'm going to let you get out of here. Thanks so much for your time. That's Donovan Jackson. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching, folks. We'll catch you next time.